Bernie says no to Pelosi's incremental approach to health care, Medicare for All. By Penny Starr on March 29, 2019. Following the release of the No Collusion Mueller report, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has led the charge to focus on saving the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare as the government-run health care program faces an uncertain future. Democrats have introduced legislation that would reduce health insurance premiums, protect people with pre-existing conditions, and place restrictions on some types of insurance. The move has gained support from a lot of Democrats, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, RNY, the New York Times reported. But Ocasio-Cortez's former mentor disagrees. When asked by reporters about it, presidential hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, had a one-word response: no. The Times reported. No, he said again, when pressed. The incremental reform that I support is phasing in Medicare for All. Mr. Sanders, the independent senator from Vermont, is not one to compromise on his long-held policy positions, especially his signature stance on health care, though he has, in fact, supported non-Medicare for All legislation in the past, including backing a 2017 bill to allow people to buy into state Medicaid plans. Mr. Sanders's unflinching position is a reminder to voters that he is unabashedly left-wing and unlikely to worry about working within the confines of the existing system anytime soon. It also reflects a schism within the Democratic Party over the best way to recapture power in Washington. Should Democrats project big, bold policy ideas that could fundamentally alter the political structure but face long odds in a hyper-partisan Congress? Or should they present incremental measures that are more likely to appeal to the center and could succeed sooner? The Times speculated about the other Democrats hoping to occupy the White House, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, who wants to do both. Other candidates, like Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, DTX, and even former Vice President Joe Biden, if he finally does get in the race, are taking a more bipartisan approach, according to the Times. It is a debate that has raged within the party since before the midterm elections last year, with some strategists suggesting that bold, disruptive ideas like the ones championed by Mr. Sanders electrify voters and spur them to the polls, the Times reported. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, said recently that the U.S. healthcare system is broken and also called for Medicare for All. But he also expressed support for practical things, like lowering drug prices, an issue popular on both sides of the aisle. The path to the White House and to majorities has to be in a pragmatic, progressive area, Jim Kessler, executive vice president for policy at Third Way, a leftist think tank, said in the Times report. If you go too far left, Donald Trump gets re-elected, and Republicans control both houses of Congress. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.